about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Before we get to the news, we still have a caller on from the previous hour. We were talking about sex drive and the men's plight of it. When female sex drive goes down, we had a previous caller saying, look, what do I do? My wife can't take any hormones or anything to help increase her sex drive. So what could I do to decrease mine? So we spent some time talking about that. And now we have Matt from Tennessee on the line. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Doctor?
Great. Thanks for staying with us. So we were talking, Matt, about the previous caller, and then we were talking about your situation where you were married for 18 years, and she sounded kind of verbally abusive. I mean, she told you she hated you, and what else happened?
Well, you know, I was committed to marriage, but back in November 2008, I got a call from the Baymont Inn and Suites, and they had her cell phone. And, of course, her story is now that she left it at the airport.
Oh, but, so she was hooking up with somebody else.
I think so, but I didn't want to go anywhere, and I just was committed, and I'm mostly concerned about my daughter because, you know, when you have children, then you begin to model. You know, like one mm-hmm. of the things I like to do for my daughter is always open the door for her.
Mm-hmm.
Always treat her with respect, kind of like daddy date stuff.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, if the kids see you're disrespectful to women, and, you know, then they may think that's the norm. And for you to show respect, I mean, I'm not saying girls should always marry somebody like their daddy, but it gives them somebody to aspire to. But, Matt, I want to ask you, though, kind of a serious question, an honest question. Now, you know, when you said that your wife would, you know, say that she hated you, was there anything that you would admit to that you think caused her to hate you?
Yes.
Like what?
Being honest.
What did you tell her?
I thought that, you know, I'm very chivalristic, very traditional, and I started learning about what's going on. You know, I mean, we are on GCN here.
Right.
I mean, the headliner is Alex Jones.
Absolutely.
I mean, and I started... See, she got offered this job over here after I ran for Congress back in 2002.
You did?
I won a Republican primary.
Wow.
Yeah, I ran for Congress once.
Oh, amen, brother.
I was even chairman of the weekly county Republican Party in Tennessee.
Hmm. Nice.
And then she gets offered this job. And it's over here with federally guaranteed student loans. And I really got worked. I mean, because I'd been told she wanted to divorce me the week we found out she was pregnant with my daughter.
Right.
And I think I was just too naive, and I'm too passive.
Yeah. Well, you know, though, but wait a second. Matt, you're a good guy, and you had asked a question before the show. I was worried you said she went to work for Acorn. I would have had a heart attack. No wonder the marriage ended. But, you know, when you said, you know, how do you keep a marriage? You thought, you know, like you said in the previous hour, which was how I think a lot of men think. You do good. You stay true. You support them. And you don't feel like a failure if the marriage fell through. Because, like I said, if she was kind of messing around, if she was checking out of the marriage a long time before, many times when people fool around, they like to make the other partner feel victimized. I like to say, well, it was your fault. You know, you didn't support me. You didn't support me emotionally or financially, et cetera. And then you feel guilty. And the reason I wanted to talk to you, Matt, is I sense a little bit of guilt on your end that the marriage fell through. And I, you know, from what I'm hearing, even though it's only a small clip, I don't think you should be carrying on that much guilt.
Well, you know, it's not really guilt. Maybe it is from your perspective, doctor, but it's just hurt. It's hurt. I mean,
yeah.
I had a plan. I mean, how many women that got married would tell a man that she doesn't want flowers anymore if his plan was to give a red rose every anniversary? So my plan was, I was trying to be romantic. I mean, I didn't get married till I was 31, and believe me, I had a heyday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had an extended childhood. Believe me, I've been there, done that, seen a lot. Don't envy anybody, because I think they ought to envy me. I mean, and I know that comes off kind of guyish, but sorry.
No, but I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you had fun, because it sounded like in the marriage you didn't get a lot of sex, so I'm glad you got it sometime in your life, you know?
Yeah, but my plan was, first year, and I followed through this plan. Actually, when she filed for divorce, she got 16 red roses, within about 6 weeks before the filing.
Yeah.
And so my plan was, you know, we've been married 1 year, you get one red rose. We've been married 2 years, you get two red roses on the anniversary.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I followed through with that. That's pretty romantic, isn't it?
I think it is. I think it's extremely thoughtful, Matt. It sounds like, but like I said, I'm sensing a little bit of, you know, guilt. And I know it hurts. I know it hurts. But listen, here's the thing. She could have loved you still. But the fact that she was, like you said, messing around, you have a trust issue. And what I always tell everybody is, even if they do love you and you did nothing wrong, if they think they found something that they wanted to play with, they're going to talk themselves out of disliking who they're with so that they don't feel guilty. And if your spouse won't be with you till thick and thin, till the end, you know, in sickness and in health, then maybe it was a blessing that she messed around and you guys knew to call it quits. Because the last thing we want is, you know, you, God forbid, in your 80s, suffering from something, and then she decides to window shop. Anyway, Matt, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. We're going to hit some medical headlines when we're back. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, don't buy into this, people. They're saying now U.S. advisors are saying no to routine PSA tests for prostate cancer screening. Again, they're trying to save money. And you'll hear there's another story that came out today where they're trying to save money. And I do not want my patients caught in the middle of this just because government didn't know what to do with the money they were getting and misspent and misappropriated their tax dollars doesn't mean you should suffer. Anyway, this is what the report says. A prominent U.S. government advisory panel is recommending that men of all ages no longer be screened for prostate cancer. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, an independent group of medical experts in prevention and evidence-based medicine, said PSA screening results in overdiagnosis of prostate cancer and unnecessary treatment that can leave men impotent and incontinent. The final recommendation comes, they say, after this pop-up gets out of my way so I could read this. Oh, I can't stand pop-ups. Boy, I thought the whole Pop Goes the Weasel toy was annoying, but these pop-ups on your internet are horrible. They say the final recommendation comes 7 months after the task force drafted a report giving a D rating for the PSA blood test. I'm giving this report a D rating for dumb. Previous guidelines had stated that most men should undergo screening beginning at age 50. Now, you guys know why this is so serious, okay? If the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force says you don't have to screen men anymore, What do you think the insurance companies are going to do? We don't have to pay for it anymore. What are they doing behind closed doors? Are insurance companies going, okay, you know, look, guys, you know, you're trying to mess with us here, you're trying to mess with us there, and government's like, no, we're going to save you money. What we're going to do is we're going to get on the back end. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to tell people they shouldn't be screening for any of these tests, and then we're going to save you money. So just stay lay low. That's what I think is going on. Okay, so we don't screen for prostate cancer now? Is that what we're doing? We all sit there with our thumbs up our butts? And I'm going to tell you, the thumbs can't diagnose prostate cancer either. So we aren't allowed to screen. Now, a way to get around it is what's going to happen is patients will say, I'm having trouble urinating. Then we check the size of the prostate. If the size of the prostate is enlarged, we do a PSA. To me, that seems like it's going to cost more money. Okay? Well, I can't order the PSA because insurance won't cover it, but if I send you to a urologist, it'll get paid for. It's ridiculous. I had that once with an insurance company. They were so mad I ordered a pelvic ultrasound. $150 pelvic ultrasound back in the late 90s, early 2000. And they were mad. So I sent the patient to gynecology, and I told them, I'm going to send the patient to the gynecologist. Now she'll do the pelvic ultrasound. So now you just paid three times as much. So I don't like this at all. Granted. Okay, I could see both sides of this. Absolutely. Somebody who gets a prostate biopsy, if any of you have ever had a prostate biopsy, from what I understand, it is grueling. A lot of bleeding. People that have been diagnosed with prostate cancer got the treatment. There have been some people saying, I wish I never got treated. I wish I would have just let it cook because I can't stand being impotent. Okay, and that's a decision. They have a right to say that. You know, I mean, I'm a female. I don't know what it's like, you know, to have a penis. I'm assuming it's probably, you know, somewhat enjoyable. And to lose the ability to use a body part, you know, which psychologically ages you 30, 40 years, it must be really devastating, psychologically and physically. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, granted, but then to tell the average American, by telling all of us, telling insurance companies, obviously Medicare, whoever's, you know, writing the laws for Medicare, and, you know, saying blanketly no for routine PSA tests, again, less is being covered. Whatever your insurance covered a few years ago, expect it to be way less now. So if you can't get routine PSA tests, you're going to have to be smart about it to get it tested. Now, I know some people who are for Obamacare are probably like, well, Dr. Dahlia, they do. They sound like that, by the way. I've talked to many people for Obamacare. That's how they sound. Well, Dr. Dahlia, now you're going to tell people to waste more money and leave people alone. Watch and wait. Watch and wait. I have never been taught in any of my medical career, with the exception of 2 week period where they said, all right, well, if it's not appendix, let's watch and wait. Oh boy, that really hit home well. We loved that one. I didn't watch and wait. I'm going to tell you that right now. But watch and wait. No. You don't tell a doctor who has seen prostate cancer, who's seen cancer deteriorate people's spine, right? Watch and wait. No, I'm not for that. And I don't have a prostate. Still, I wouldn't have my neighbor. I wouldn't have my husband. I wouldn't have my son watch and wait. And I definitely wouldn't have my patients. And I surely wouldn't have my listeners watch and wait. All right, now, okay, not only did this come out, say no to routine PSA testing, oh, I have to find the source. I heard today that they're trying to go back and push sigmoidoscopy for colon cancer screening. Okay, now, how many of you had a sigmoidoscopy before colonoscopies were mainstream? Right, sigmoidoscopy, you're wide awake, right? You get maybe something to relax you. Not that you could really relax while having a scope, you know where. And they only go up, you know, partially the left side of colon. Now, I was trained how to do sigmoidoscopies when I was at UCLA and I trained at Kaiser Permanente on, I believe it was Sunset. Was it Sunset Street? Yeah. Kind of near Cedars of Lebanon or Cedars of Sinai. I was born at Cedars of Lebanon and they changed it. Okay. So Mondays was sigmoidoscopy day. I could do them blindfolded. And I was so upset when people said we really don't do them anymore because they miss so much. You know, we want to look, we want to go as far as we can. We want to biopsy as we go, and we need the patient asleep. And we could even take a peek and catch right side of colon. cancers. And, you know, honestly, I didn't throw a fit. I'm like, you want to know what? You are right. I love doing colonoscopies. I think they do. I mean, if you're going to be going through that, going through the prep, you know, going through the discomfort of having it done, it'd be nice for you to be asleep and for it to be done as fully as it can. Well, I guess today, and I don't have it in front of me, but I want to look at the report. They are suggesting to go back and do sigmoidoscopies instead of colonoscopies. All right, this is just the start of the beginning, people. Everything you have been taught by me over the last few years on the show, and taught by your doctor, and taught by your own learning and research, is now going to completely hit an about face. Where now, they're going to say, no, it's to save money, we go back. And they're going to try to undo all the education that we received. They're going to say, no, it was fine. The sigmoidoscopy was good enough. Good enough, my patients were screaming in pain, right? Feeling the cramps as we were doing the sigmoidoscopy. What is going on here? And when we did find something, we had to pull the scope out and set them up for a colonoscopy to go and get the polyp. All right, because it was very hard to biopsy them while they were wide awake with no anesthesia. So you're going to now try to tell us you think we're stupid? Yeah, they think that the American population is stupid and that you'll be able to tell us, no, going back 10, 15, 20 years is a better way of doing things. Look, I know you want to save money. All right, but this is extremely condescending. It's insulting and it's dangerous. Don't be telling us no PSA screening. Okay, our men are living longer. When I screen and run the PSA test, I'm able to find men with prostate cancer. It may not be a lot of men, but I'm going to tell you, those I find are pretty happy. Maybe what they should be doing is figuring out a way to do these tests cheaper. Okay, you can't stop technology. You can't stop medical advancement. And what's happening with our healthcare system is because they don't know what the heck to do, they're trying to stop us advancing. They have statistically and mathematically deduced that it's cheaper to let people die than to screen everybody. And we're letting this happen? I'm sorry, I know I may never be Surgeon General because I have a huge problem with the task force, but I know how the U.S. Preventative Task Force works. They look at numbers, they look at letters, they do things on paper. I don't look at paper, I'm looking at real live human beings. And when you look at a real life human being, telling them to watch and wait, or telling them to get a painful, less effective screen for colon cancer, to me, it's completely unethical and I think cruel. But this is what they're doing. You know, you notice that study saying, oh, HDL cholesterol may not be that good. Why are they doing that? Do they want us to stop researching HDL? Are they trying to prevent us from using medications that help? My worry is, what's the ulterior motive? I don't trust anybody anymore now. I have no trust in the system. And what they're trying to tell us, no trust at all. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Men often joke about a marriage killing their libido. We also love blaming our lives, stress, and lack of intimacy for lack of desire in the bedroom. But the reality is that it's probably our age, especially those over 40. As we age, we continually lose testosterone. And that, my friend, is what gives us the need and the desire to have the quality of life that we want. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains natural ingredients that effectively increase the levels of testosterone and help reclaim your mood, stamina, and the passion. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 1-800-543-6605 right now for more details. Call 1-800-543-6605 for your free one-month supply. That's 1-800-543-6605 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait, call now. Call 1-800-543-6605. That's 1-800-543-6605.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Show. Ooh, thank you all for tuning in. A big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. You see him smoking. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Okay, we're not done with the prostate. We're still talking about the prostate. Apparently, study came out today saying statin medications, your cholesterol medications, may actually slow the unhealthy growth of prostate in men with elevated blood levels of PSA. So, we just were told not to do the PSA. All right, so some of you who are wondering, well, will I have elevated PSA levels? You'll never know. The government doesn't want you to know because then you don't go to the doctor. You know how many people go to the doctor not because they want to know their cholesterol or they want to know their PSA levels? They go to the doctor, many of them who are anti-doctor. I know, because people will come and see me. They'll go, hi, Dr. Dahlia. I don't like doctors. I hate doctors. I hate medicine. And I'm like, fine, nice to meet you. Hey, great. What do you want? Viagra. I want Viagra. And it's funny because when Viagra first came out, many men were very embarrassed to talk about erectile dysfunction. Now, I have men all the time talking about it. They have no problem because they really want Viagra. And I guess men evolved over the last 15 years to lose their shyness, right? What's the word I'm looking for where they were, we'll just use the word fear. Any fear in bringing a topic like that up with their doctor, whether it's female or male. I have men, they don't care. Like, I'm here for my Viagra. Now, what doctors do is they realize that they have a patient in front of them that probably will never come back because they've never seen a doctor up until then. Now's your opportunity to make sure that they have a healthy heart. Make sure they are walking around with prostate cancer. Right, make sure they don't have an aneurysm, etc. And thank God, I can't tell you how many patients came in for Viagra that we ended up diagnosing something else. All right, now, to get Viagra, do you really need your PSA levels checked? No. You know, an erectile dysfunction workup could be as superficial or as thorough as the doctor or patient wants it to be. Personally, I think an erectile dysfunction workup should include diabetes, it should include a cardiovascular workup, and it should include a PSA. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're the problem with healthcare. No, I'm not. I'm being thorough. We talked about why I think being thorough is important. Because if you're having erectile dysfunction, and it's not the wife wearing a muumuu or the mother-in-law, but it's actually you're having lack of adequate blood flow and some sort of peripheral artery disease, then if those arteries are affected, who's to say your cardiac arteries aren't? Your coronary arteries, right? Or your carotids. So if somebody has erectile dysfunction, that may not be their only single problem, which is why we gratefully have been able to, we've been able to find many people about to have heart attacks because we decide to check the cardiovascular status, find them to have an abnormal EKG, find them to have high cholesterol levels. They end up going to see the cardiovascular doctor, find out they have some artery blocking. Of course, I mean, if they have artery blocking in the penis, and that's a smaller artery, why not their coronaries? So, or the coronary arteries, I'm sorry, being smaller. So, as far as I'm concerned, having a PSA test when you're evaluated for erectile dysfunction is absolutely appropriate. Well, in this study, they're saying PSA levels are often elevated due to cancer. And so men taking, let me read through the study, okay? Researchers from Duke University Medical Center, I want them to get credit. The authors noted that their findings are significant because enlarged prostate affects up to 90% of men older than 70 and can lead to bladder and kidney damage. Many of these men may already be taking a statin, including Crestor, Lipitor, etc. All right. Now, they say here the study was funded by GlaxoSmithKline, a pharmaceutical company. I hate it when people say bad pharma, bad pharma. Look, they did. Let them do the studies. Let them do the studies. OK, apparently in the research, they looked at more than 6,000 men. All right, involved in an unrelated GlaxoSmithKline trial for a prostate cancer drug. Researchers identified over 1,000 men enrolled in a study who took a statin. Although the men who took these cholesterol drugs tended to be older and were expected to have enlarged prostates, the study revealed that the prostates of these men were similar in size to those who did not take statins. After 2 years, the researchers found that men who took the statins had reduced prostate growth, whether or not they took prostate cancer drug or not. So they concluded that these statin medications could be decreasing or slowing down prostate growth. To me, makes sense. I love these cholesterol medicines. I think they're super pills. I just do. Maybe it has something to do with the blood flow. Maybe when a prostate is insulted or has some sort of a circulatory injury, it expands. It grows as a defensive mechanism. I don't know. And maybe cholesterol medication helps improve the arterial health of most of your arteries and therefore improves blood flow. I don't know. I don't know why it works. Honestly, I don't care. I love cholesterol medication so darn much because none of my patients taking these cholesterol medications end up having a heart attack if they're appropriately controlled. That shoot, if they help prostate growth, hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right. Now, again, all this is completely moot because if the U.S. Preventive Task Forces don't want us to even check the prostate, I got to tell you something. Many of my patients do not want the rectal exam. No. Yeah, I know. I'm shocked, too. They decline, respectfully decline, sometimes not so respectfully, but they decline the prostate exam. but they don't mind us doing the PSA. Now, the PSA is nice to screen for cancer. Now, it doesn't tell us much in terms of prostate size. You know, you need to kind of go in there and feel around, but I get that. So a lot of times we have to kind of ask around and go, you know, well, are you having urinary problems? Are you getting up in the middle of the night to urinate? Are you dribbling, having problems with the stream? Did you hit the bathroom wall today when you gave us a sample instead of the toilet or the cup? And if they say, yes, sorry, I had to wipe down the mirror, I go, you're seeing a urologist. Okay, if you don't want me to check, that's fine. And I know a lot of people, it's hard. You know, now being a, you know, what I do, being on the radio, it's very difficult, you know, to come in and have me do their prostate exam, which is fine. I don't push it. I don't push it, you know, especially on a day that I just did my nails. Joking. Okay. Anyway. And so, thanks for that. See, Kyle thinks I'm funny. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So the point I'm trying to make is you're going to be hearing conflicting types of stories, people telling you to be proactive. And then the U.S. Preventative Task Force saying, no, we don't have to be proactive because it's a waste of money. Are they correct in that we could save money? Absolutely. We could save a lot of money. We could save so much money telling people to not go to the doctor at all and to die when they're in their 50s and 60s. We would probably save enormous amounts of healthcare doctors. But I'm not going to do that. I don't think you should do that either. But you see where we're going with this, okay? Many of you better start storing some money under your pillow or under the floor tiles or the baseboards, because it sounds like if you want anything that you used to be able to have that you can't get anymore, because insurance companies are going to follow. Well, Medicare follows what the task force says first. Then insurance companies follow Medicare. They go, well, if, you know, we cover the Medicare allowable. And if your Medicare allowable is a big zero, then they're going to give you a big zero, which means if you want a PSA done, you're going to have to come up with the money yourself, which is extremely frustrating for me as a physician. Okay, I want insurance to pay for the test because you're paying the insurance company premiums, and they obviously are paying us doctors Jack Diddley Squat, so where's the money going? They could pay for a PSA test, for crying out loud. So, statin medication is helping the prostate. I believe it. I think it's cool. I just, I don't know if we're going to get our hopes up because, yeah, again, a government wants us to do less and less. All right, when we come back, apparently a study came out. Well, I don't know if it's a study. We've known this. Dogs may be able to smell a diabetic attack before it strikes. I wonder if the government now wants us to use dogs instead of regular blood tests. Whatever saves them money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There is no other medical show out there that does what we do, answering your medical questions, taking your emails, giving you the latest and the greatest in medical news and any headlines, as well as talking about anything else that seems to come our way in the news. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials today. A big thanks to XM Radio, who's been distributing our show, who's been broadcasting our show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Now, I want you guys to think about some future questions, and if we aren't live, you could call in to 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking about dreams and what dreams mean. We did this episode a while back, and it was extremely popular, and I just love dream interpretation. I mean, I'm not a dreamologist or a psychologist. I'm a family doc, but it's interesting to hear people's recurrent dreams. So if you guys have a recurrent dream, we'll talk about it. I'll make sure we discuss it on the hour that you usually listen. Please, when you leave your message, tell us which hour you listen so I can make sure that we play it just in case we aren't live. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to do that in the next couple days. I know some of you are probably having a dream about Dr. Dahlia. Unfortunately, that will not be played, okay? My husband listens to the show. Now, Marilyn from Pasadena writes, so doctor, if my nurse practitioner does not want to order a PSA on my husband, how do we get one ourselves? I'm listening to you now, and I'm so glad a doctor thinks how we feel. I wanted a repeat mammogram back in 2009, and the doctor refused since I had one. 6 months later, I had a lump, which turned out to be stage one breast cancer. More people in the health profession need to think like you. Oh, you're so sweet. But Marilyn, unfortunately, people in the health profession like me are getting weeded out, and quickly. Remember, the government doesn't like us doctors, or nurse practitioners, or PAs, who are patient advocates and feel like they need to get the test that needs to get done, whether it be instinct, whether it be the patient's complaints, etc. We don't want to do cookbook medicine, and many of us doctors are going to be weeded out. Insurance companies are going to drop us from the list. If we don't play the way they want us to play, we're getting kicked out of the playground. So I think you bring up a good point. How do you get these tests yourselves? I wouldn't throw in the towel yet. I would still find a provider who is going to be your advocate. All right. If you think your husband needs a PSA, and I know many medical professionals could be listening to this going, Dahlia, we can't be ordering every test that a patient wants. And I get that. I get patients all the time. They'll listen to Dr. Oz or see Dr. Oz, who's phenomenal, or they'll read WebMD and they'll come in and say, Dr. Dahlia, I need a hereditary hemochromatosis test. And I'm like, well, we can't just jump to that. We got to do a screen first, you know. And a lot of times I do have to caution patients and I do have to educate them on the test and the cost of tests, et cetera. But if you come from a family, let's say that has a very aggressive prostate cancer, or remember we talked about the BRCA gene? You know, women who have breast cancer and ovarian cancer due to the BRCA gene may have male offspring that is going to be more prone to getting prostate cancer. So as far as I'm concerned, if there's breast cancer or ovarian cancer in the family and nobody could afford to do the BRCA gene testing, well, not the biggest loss because you could still go and get a PSA. Now, will that fall under the PSA screening that the task force just told us today not to do? Yes, it is. Yes, it will. So how do you get the test done if your doctor or nurse practitioner or PA won't order it? Well, one is try to find a patient-friendly, test-friendly type of physician. I mean, right now you still have a choice. You could find another doctor. But many of you that are in an HMO, many of these HMO doctors, they follow these guidelines. Then you may have to go and purchase it yourself. Now, luckily, many of these labs do cash discounts, okay? It's a shame you have to do that. You're paying for health insurance. It kills me to tell you to go and pay for it cash, honestly. Insurance will cover it still in most cases, especially if there is an issue. Let's say prostate enlargement, urinary frequency, any pain, maybe even erectile dysfunction. There's certain codes that will cause force an insurance company to cover it. It's just you need a doctor or a nurse practitioner or PA that's going to actually put those darn codes down. But if, unfortunately, you're stuck in a system where your medical provider won't, then you call the labs, the two or three who may be in your town, ask them what their cash discount is, and go and get the test run. You know, it's frustrating that you have to do that. But, you know, if you thought healthcare reform was going to fix the problem of you paying for health insurance that doesn't cover jack diddly squat, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because as these guidelines come out saying you don't need to get PSA testing, you don't need to do a colonoscopy, a sigmoidoscopy is good enough, which for those of you just joining us, that's what we were talking about earlier today. A report came out saying sigmoidoscopies, you know, the older style way of doing it without the anesthesia where we just go up the left side of the colon, albeit an effective test, I don't think better than the colonoscopy, they're saying it's good enough. Why is it good enough? Because it's cheaper. So we're going to see more and more of these recommendations, and I'm going to tell you something. If my insurance company refuses to pay for a colonoscopy and forces me to go through a sigmoidoscopy with no anesthesia, oh, somebody's getting a scope up their rear end. So I'm going to tell you that. I'm just so frustrated. I cannot count on what my health insurance is going to cover and what my health care is going to be like. None of us can. I hate that unknown because, see, what's unknown is our health, all right? You can't predict what your health is going to be. You could try to do as good as you can, right? But the only thing you could predict is the unpredictability when it comes to your health. So we don't want any other variables. We don't want economic variables. We'll have them, but we want to know our job is fixed. We want to know that our mutual fund is going to grow at 18% or whatever. If I finally get one, I'm still too afraid to go into the stock market. I don't have any money to play with. And boy, Facebook, that sucker dropped. We all knew that would happen. Anyway, where was I going? See, now I'm thinking about Facebook. I got to stop that. We're talking about IPOs, Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg got married. Yeah, but that's what we were talking about. We were talking about predictability. All right, with healthcare. Okay, well, there's no predictability. The only thing we could be certain of is the unpredictability of what's going to be out there. And with our health being unpredictable, that is a deadly recipe. Okay, I have things I want to plan and do, and I need to know that my health insurance is going to cover them. Whatever contract I have with my health insurance now, giving them boatloads of money each month, they better cover what I need. And all I can say right now to all of you is don't count on any of it. And it's frustrating. But what you can count on is them coming up with cheaper ways to do things, halfway ways like this. Have your dog tell you if you're going into a diabetic coma, then actually have a blood test. Now, I don't think they're going that far yet, but we do know that dogs can be trained to pick up, even though they naturally can pick up, scents of diabetics. And many diabetics, as their sugar changes and they make ketones, will have that very awkward, sweet smell. And dogs can pick this up. And so what they're doing is they're training diabetes alert dogs that can detect a change in the body odor, that can indicate that your blood sugar is low, in which you're making ketones, or if your blood sugar is high. They train the dogs to lick, nudge, and stare at someone having a hypoglycemic episode to make sure the person knows that they should fetch their medical kit. Why don't they, what were those dogs in the cartoons that had alcohol under their collar? Those Great Danes? The dogs that had that little barrel with alcohol, they should do that. If your dog is going to tell you you're going into a hypoglycemic coma, why not have the dog have the sugar, the glucagon, or the glucose tablets on him, right? Don't just stare at the person and make them trip and stumble while they're weak to try to find some sugar. The dog should have the sugar already on its collar. I mean, if you're really going to do something. Anyway, dogs are smart. You know, they're able to figure out a lot of things. They'll even eat off your necrotic diabetic toe. Again, saves money. Saves the government money. All right, guys, stay on board if you can for another hour. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Take me down.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.